Mark Tyrone is an events coordinator. He's been working on tonight's downtown Honolulu Mardi Gras celebration for months now. We're betting he has just enough adrenaline left to get him through the evening. And as Mark knows, Mardi Gras is more than just another party. It's a journey into New Orleans culture in music, dance, costumes, and, of course, food. He's been working to make sure tonight is all of the above, and he's with us in our studio. You got some energy left, Mark?
Thank you, Chris. You hit it the nail on the head. Definitely riding on adrenaline this morning.
You're
excited.
Sleep for a week, right?
Sleep very well after tonight. And that's the point, is celebrate before Lent begins tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. As part of this whole putting this celebration together, you've learned a lot about how it's done in New Orleans, right?
Yes, and I've been there for their 12th night celebration, which kicks off the Mardi Gras festivities every year. 12 days after Christmas is when they begin their Mardi Gras festivities. And just fantastic traditions. You know, when I think of Mardi Gras traditions in New Orleans, I think of passionate celebration and community. Yeah. It's really everybody in the city gets involved. It's not just some wild and crazy thing that just wild and crazy people go to.
Right.
It's a community event at all ages and all different backgrounds, about having fun, you know, with just the ultimate celebration with costuming and food and music and lots of different styles, but really just giving it all you have and celebrating.
In New Orleans, the social clubs, the various social clubs throughout the city, have been working for months on their costumes, on their dances, on their music, right?
Yes, and you know, they'll have, most of them will have a Mardi Gras ball, which is a big fundraiser, and another celebration where they'll raise funds for their costumes and for their different parade things. Really a year-round activity there with all the planning. And we have some of that here. Tonight, one of our groups has some great choreographed dance and amazing costumes they made just for this event tonight. They spent nearly $1,000 on each costume with all the sequins and all the feathers and put them together themselves. So we have a nice tradition going here as well.
Well, there's no such thing as a subdued Mardi Gras costume, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Some of my favorites are the Mardi Gras Indians in New Orleans. You know, they just, the most elaborate costumes I've ever seen. Just that so many feathers and huge, and some of them are three-dimensional as far as, you know, they'll come out. It won't just go up. It'll actually come out. And today is the day where they, you know, do their biggest marches, and starting it literally at sunrise with the percussion ensembles lining up outside the big chief's houses, and come down in the new suit that they made just for this year and go on their marches.
There's something great about an event where the whole idea is to cut loose, right?
For sure, we need that. You know, it's an important part of everyone is to embrace that, and that's really the foundation of what I see as Mardi Gras, and in Hawaii we and I think in New Orleans as well, cut loose with aloha. You know, it's absolutely friendly, great place to meet people, and just let your hair down and enjoy whatever food you want, whatever dance you want, and to get dressed up and to just to make it that much easier to embrace things. The costumes are so great at removing social barriers, and that's something you see a lot tonight. It's you meet more people, and it's just a more engaged, connected celebration.
Well, once you have all the other trappings, the costumes, the music, the dance, you can't hold on to your reserve.
Exactly. And I think that's probably a big reason why where the costuming came from.
You know,
I haven't read anything about it, but absolutely has that big impact, and it's a great thing.
You see that on Halloween. It's almost as if it's met a need of people to sort of jump out of their identities a little bit.
Exactly. And there's the creativity there. There's an enthusiasm it brings out of you. And that's something, one of the things I love so much about Hawaii and Halloween is the spirit that we put into our costuming. And, you know, we were talking a little earlier, a lot of average, you know, if you looked at the median population, they're not necessarily creating art often.
Yeah.
And so costume is a great way. It's absolutely, you know, you're creating, making that piece. And there's a special energy you connect with inside, a special pride. And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, as we were saying earlier, that's something I bemoan about modern life, that it takes us away from making colorful things just because we want to.
Yep, exactly, exactly. So tonight's one of those chances to shine with that creativity, and you see it. We have lots and lots of revelers that come down in their fantastic outfits, and you know we're in different venues tonight, but we have different groups marching from venue to venue that you can march along with. Reggie Padilla is leading a band, Reggie Padilla and the Stella Bean Brass Band. You know, one of our top local musicians, great saxophone player that you'll see tonight. But also, you know, great keyboarders, all around musicians. So
this is a standing up, walking around brass band.
Exactly, exactly. The first year he actually had Noel Okimoto on snare, marching around with him, and he's put together. You know, he plays with the Royal Hawaiian Band,
sure,
a lot of great groups in town. So he's put together a fantastic brass band. They're going to be playing the traditional New Orleans music. And going from venue to venue. And we also have the Brazilian percussion ensembles, the big, very loud percussion groups with the deep surdo drums and samba dancers with them performing. So lots of costuming and lots of energy.
Well, Mark, I looked it up. New Orleans is like 4,208 miles from here.
Right
so,
on.
So the challenge is to recreate that atmosphere. But you sounds as if you've gone a long way toward that.
I think we have a good thing going. You know, so have great community support, and the artists have supported really well as well. You know, and it's your last chance to have fun on Mardi Gras Day here in Hawaii with our time zone. So that's something special as well.
I'm feeling a sense of urgency just hearing you. And of course, Beth Ann and I have the advantage of seeing you because you're wearing a top hat decorated with fleur-de-lis, Mardi Gras beads.
I couldn't be here this morning without bringing all my Mardi Gras energy.
It wouldn't have made sense. I mean, it has to all come together that
way.
There
we go. It feels good. It's great to have a reason to get dressed up and get the spirit going.
This year's more indoor than some of your past events have been, right?
That's right. We've got seven core venues, starting from downtown at Square Barrels, running all the way down into Chinatown at Next Door. And it's something different in each place. So if you visit the Conversations Facebook page, we can have a schedule up there. We list everything that's going to be at each venue and when the performances are. We've got everything from a Zydeco band at Square Barrels with Larry Spalding, otherwise known as Captain Grigory. Tonight, he's going to have one of his accordions there, to Goodfoot, Jason Taglinetti from here at Hawaii Public Radio.
Sure.
He does the live mixing for them. It's a really great up-and-coming funk band. It's going to be playing at Next Door. A great samba group with Rogério. He was here on the Brazilian Experience this weekend, and he's got his band down at the Arts at Mark's Garage. So it's one of those things. There's a great 30 minutes of entertainment about at all these different venues. So probably more than you could really fit into one night. So if you looked at the schedule, just pick out what looks the best and stop in.
Well, you know, were we to recite all the different things that are going on, there wouldn't be time for anything else, would there?
There wouldn't. That's why you may have noticed I stayed away from that. There really is a lot on offer. It's good to check out the schedule.
Mark, thanks very much for coming in. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Chris.
Mark Tirone is the coordinator of tonight's Chinatown Mardi Gras celebration in downtown Honolulu's Arts District at a variety of different venues. And you can find out more, as Mark said, on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.